Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Welcome back. Matt Staver and Roger Ganim with Liberty Counsel. We've been talking about Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk. Kim Davis, of course, has been on the news not only in America, but all over the world with regards to the collision and the decision she had to make with respect to, on the one hand, her deeply held religious convictions, and on the requirement that she issue licenses that authorize marriage that is contrary to God's definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Well, Roger, what we did to avoid this before we even got back to the contempt hearing was we asked for the judge in the case to stay his order. Once he issued the injunction that required Kim Davis to issue the licenses, we asked him to stay his order pending the appeal because this case has never been litigated before. It's a brand new issue. It's different than the Supreme Court ruling on marriage, which that's another whole issue to debate on another day. This is an ask for an accommodation of her faith, and we have seen those accommodations, not just in this, but in all different areas of life, where if there's an option, an alternative to accommodate somebody's faith without forcing them to make these tough decisions and still achieving your ultimate objective, then you ought to accommodate their faith. So that is what this case was about and is about, accommodation of her deeply held religious convictions. The judge didn't stay his decision. He did, however, stay it temporarily until August 31st. We asked the United States Supreme Court eventually to stay it, and they did not stay it either. So that stay expired on August 31. And on September 1, she was then forced with this injunction that forced her to make this decision. And that's what ultimately wound up in court 48 hours later, where she was before the judge for a contempt hearing on civil fines, not on incarceration. But it seems as though there was an intent or an idea that she might have been incarcerated from the very beginning, at least by the judge, because he had already ordered or summoned, or someone with his office summoned the jailer to be there on site. And so you're in the courtroom, and the judge then nods to the marshals, and they come and take Kim Davis into custody.
Yeah, it was really obvious to anyone in that courtroom that this was all prearranged. The judge gave his signal, whatever that was. The marshals mobilized. Even before he had announced that Kim Davis was going to be taken into custody, they were all getting into place so that as soon as he uttered those words, the marshals immediately took Kim back to a holding cell, out of the courtroom, and left us in there to continue defending her without her being there. The judge, throughout the rest of the hearing, you could tell was reading from pre-written notes on the bench to where it was clear that he had already made up his mind to hold her in contempt and to incarcerate her before the first word was spoken at that hearing. It's just another example of how fast and without due process, this judge has forced this hearing or these hearings on Kim and moved the whole thing through the process without paying any attention to her rights.
And, you know, when she was then taken, we were all watching the situation, some of us at different parts of the country watching this. And when the news came out that she was being arrested, it was stunning. I don't think anybody could quite believe that she's literally being thrown in jail. There were no fines, no even attempt to fine her, just throw her directly in jail. And so Thursday night, she spent her first night in jail in Grayson County, Kentucky, dressed in an orange jumpsuit. And so Kim, you know, in her own hometown in Rowan County, has a Monday night Bible study for women. She's always been on the other side of the bars. She hasn't been wearing the orange jumpsuits. And now she's on the inside of the jail wearing the orange jumpsuit. Kim Davis is a prisoner because of her faith. So on Friday, I took a flight from our office in Orlando to meet with Kim Davis, and we were able to go back into a room, and you were there along with John Chrisman, one of our attorneys as well, with Liberty Counsel. And when we walked in, we hugged her, and the first words that came out of her mouth was, "All is well." And that's really the Kim Davis that I hope the world gets a chance to know, because it is a woman whose life has been transformed. It reminds me of the Apostle Paul, where he's writing in Philippians, where he's in jail, and he says that he's able to be content no matter where he is, and he's writing it in the context of a jail. And Kim Davis never expected she'd be in jail, never wanted to be in jail, but even in jail wearing that prisoner's orange jumpsuit, Kim Davis was content.
Yeah, that's right. Kim felt a tremendous peace about the entire situation, really from day one. And though she wasn't looking for a fight and really didn't want to be in one, she certainly didn't want to be in jail. She nonetheless experienced a peace about it because she knew she was doing the right thing by obeying her conscience according to God rather than obeying the order of a judge that had no respect whatsoever for God's definition of marriage and had no respect for her conscience and what her conscience required her to do. So Kim was an inspiration to all of us. I think when we expected to go into that jail and encourage her and offer her comfort, the reverse happened. Kim inspired us and encouraged us to keep fighting and to fight harder to make sure that the injustice could be ended as soon as possible.
And I asked her as we were finishing our meeting there in the jail, what do you do during the day? It was only Thursday night and now part of Friday that she had been in jail. What do you do during the day in this jail? There's just a small cell. She says that she's been in a Bible study. She's been studying her Bible. She has a Bible there and she was reading it. And she was studying about cleansing. And it's a fairly theologically deep study she was involved in by her own study. She was studying the cleansing of lepers in the Old Testament and how the cleansing idea comes to the New Testament about cleansing. And obviously she has experienced that cleansing of the power of Jesus Christ. So that was what Kim Davis did. She literally encouraged other people that were in the jail as well. And wherever she went, she was really a light to everyone and an encouragement to everyone. So on Saturday, she was still in jail, obviously, and then at this point in time, people gathered for prayer, and there were several hundred people. I've heard estimates of around 500 people that gathered for prayer. And then on Monday, which was Labor Day, we're working through the weekend to free Kim Davis, and this movement starts to come up on Facebook and other places to free Kim Davis. And there was another rally that was put together by individuals on that Labor Day. They came out there on Labor Day to pray for and sing around the jail, pray for Kim Davis and pray for her release. And there was this big movement that began around the country to free Kim Davis.
Absolutely. And we know that not only were the people present, but the people praying for Kim Davis was a powerful thing. And we all were praying and working to get Kim out. The presence of all of these people whom she inspired, it brought energy to us. We knew that we had to keep working to get her out. And it brought energy to Kim. It just solidified her resolve. It solidified our resolve. And ultimately, as a result of that prayer and support and just really God's intervention, an unexpected order came that Tuesday, the following Tuesday, letting her out of jail without us even asking for it.
Yeah, there was a rally actually that Mike Huckabee wanted to put together just to show support. And he was the one who put the rally and the support together for Chick-fil-A, if you remember that. And there was this huge outpouring of support for Chick-fil-A when the founder of Chick-fil-A was attacked because of his belief in marriage as a union of a man and a woman. Mike Huckabee did the same thing. He called her personally to encourage her the day before the contempt hearing. And then when he, like others, were shocked that she was jailed, he wanted to have a rally to show support, a spiritual rally. And so that occurred on Tuesday. Thousands of people were there. And it was at that time that the order came through that Kim Davis should be released from jail. And because of that, she was able to not only be released, but come out and say a word of thanks to those who had gathered to pray and to be there as a show of support. And then that evening, Kim Davis was able to spend time with her husband at home for the first time in 6 days. Liberty Counsel is an international litigation, education, and policy organization established to preserve and advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. We represent people all over the United States. We have a major presence and outreach in Israel as well. Liberty Counsel has many components, including Liberty Relief International, which is our international humanitarian outreach to help persecuted Christians around the world who literally are not being discriminated against, but literally losing their lives because of their testimony and faith in Jesus Christ. Some of our cases include Clerk of the Rowan County, Kentucky, Kim Davis. Of course, that case has received international attention, where Kim Davis, a person who's been transformed by the power of Jesus Christ 4.5 years ago, was put in a situation to make a decision to violate her conscience, literally to disobey God, by issuing and authorizing under her name and authority a marriage that is contrary to God's definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.